people, purpose, patience. God knows what it takes for us to get to where we need to be. Just because the steps are hard, it doesn't mean they're not ordered. It's a quick little quote I read, or something somebody posted. I've taken time off from the podcast because, once again, life would shift a little. It's going to be a real quick episode, but I promise to get directly to the point. No skipping around or anything like that. First of all, I missed y'all. Second of all, you know, if you don't hear from me, I'm trying to sort through things and really find myself in whatever position I may be in that day, that moment. Because I've also realized something else, that to me, time is imaginary. Because I can't say I'll be there in 20 minutes. Something could happen in the next 5 minutes that could stop me from making it to that destination or doing whatever it is that I said I was going to do. And the moment is where you need to be. Directly in the moment. You need to set yourself directly in that moment and give it all you have to give it, because nothing is promised. Let me tell you again, nothing is promised. You know that to be true. You can plan something to a T. A little wrinkle fucks it right up. You can write your whole day down. And if something happens during that time to actually mess up the goals and the plans and the things that you have written down, what are you going to do? Most people are going to just shut down because they couldn't get everything done. I heard something last night that really hit me. My bucket list is just staying alive. That's also my bucket list. My bucket list is just staying alive. I have nothing that I want to accomplish. I just want to make sure I'm there for everything that I need to be there for and give it my all. 110%, or possibly even more, because working where I'm working now, the location that I'm at, is not demanding, even though I thought it was. It's just busy. You can still find yourself, and I found myself. I still give it my all. I'm still smiling. I'm still myself. I still have the impact that I thought was taken away from me, but it's not. I'm just impacting more people. You shouldn't be humble with your gifts in life. You shouldn't second guess or keep procrastinating with things that you want to do. Take the chance, because you never know. And it's not even taking a chance, because you never, once again, you never know if that next step could be something you're very good at, something you love to do, something that's just your own that really fulfills you. You never know. Take a chance. Live life to its absolute capacity every day. Take solace in the things you need to take solace in, and then prepare yourself for the next moment. But live in every moment. You know how people say stop and smell the roses? You know, it, to some it means just, hey, if you see a rose, stop and smell it. But what are you doing when you do that? You're taking the time to actually manifest the beauty of what you're looking at. Every sense is working when you so-called stop and smell a rose. Every sense. Taste. Well, not really taste, you know, unless you're weird, but like I am. But anyways, your sense of smell, your sight, you know, what you feel. It's called taking in every moment, just stopping the, you know, the chaos that could be life and taking in every moment. You know, something happened to my family last night that completely shook me, but it was a very scary moment, but after a while, I felt very calm and relieved. My oldest daughter had a panic attack. You know, we had to call the ambulance, fire department, and everything. And I've been saying, ever since COVID became a way of life, that it was really stripping away the youth, stripping away the ability for the youth to grow, to cultivate, and just nurture every gift that they have, because they were told to stay in the house. They couldn't go to school. They couldn't be amongst their friends. They couldn't show who they were. It's pressure. And as it gets closer and closer to actually going back into a way of life, it's still pressure for these children. You know how pipes look when they're about to burst. Everything starts to shake and rumble. Foundation starts to crack. Same thing happens with, you know, with the person's mental. And as the, you know, EMS and the firefighters really reassured my family last night that it's okay. It's normal. I saw something completely different. I saw not only my daughter, but the rest of my children, my wife even. Something clicked. On the verge of greatness right now. But you really have to reassess everything and make sure that you're ready for it. Ready for it all. And I honestly believe my daughter, my youngest daughter, my oldest son, my middle son, my youngest son, my wife, hell, even myself, we're all ready. May be wrong, but I know I'm not, because it has to do with people I spend all of my time with. Well, besides going to work every day, but you know what I mean. People that I spend a majority of my time with, and I see them grow every day, and I know what they're capable of. I do know greatness scares you, but it also prepares you. Let me rephrase that. Reword it a little bit. Fear prepares you. Fear prepares you for greatness. Because everything is uncertain. A new job, going to school, going to the grocery store. Everything is uncertain in life. We all have a little fear every day. Nothing is promised. I could trip right here on this pavement. Something could happen at my job. Something could happen at home. Anything. Nothing is off the table in life, you know? We're all a moment away. A moment away from anything. We must have that mentality that it could all soar or plummet. But we must be prepared for all. Must be. So as I said, I'm getting directly to the point of just everything that's been going on. I don't really want anyone to miss anything, because we're so wrapped up in everything. You know, that's really kind of this day and age, if you look at it. We're all focused on everything, and our attention span is a couple of seconds short. You know, we don't really take the time to look at what's important, because most people look at it like this. I'm focusing on everything because you never know where your next opportunity is going to come from. You have to take every chance. You have to put your hand in everything. I see truth in that. But if you got your hand in everything, what are you putting your all into? You know? I know plenty of people who know how to do a lot of things, but not a lot of things well, so to speak. You know, you can be a novice in a lot of things, but to be a master, to be considered one of the go-tos, you know, of certain things, you have to put your time into it. You know, prepare, and then prepare some more. As I've had to do coming into this new situation for myself. I couldn't go into it being the same person that, you know, that I was at other locations. Now I have to know how to prioritize. I have to know how to lead. And I have to know how to shift my focus at any given moment. Oh, I'm doing something. I can't stop doing this because I got to get to that. You know, I can't really, not to say I can't really take my time with everything, but everything must be just that sharp for me, because it could get hectic at any moment, you know, where I am now. That's where the preparation comes in. Not to say it's not, it really keeps your mental sharp when you focus on so many different things, so you don't get bored with doing the same thing over and over again. But if it's something that you really want to do in life, you must prepare as if it could be taken away from you, you know? Really hone your skills with everything that you do if you believe in it. Just keep the faith and keep belief in yourself. You know, but we all know there's going to be bumps in the road. We all know it's going to be moments where we seem lost or just down, out, nowhere to turn, nobody understands. And like I said, it really hit me last night that I just seen, you know, seeing what I saw really scared me, because as much as we try to prepare them, and as much as we talk and have those moments where our kids can tell us anything, you know, there's still those moments where they feel, where they feel like it's, you know, just them against the world, like, you know, when you feel no one understands you, and even if someone does say they understand you, you can't really, you don't know how to get it out. You don't know how to step outside of the situation and look at it like, okay, I can handle this. I can do this. You know, especially for a child. Because they're not really looked at children anymore, you know, like I was looked at when I was 13. You know, I mean, hey, I knew some things, but, you know, knowledge wasn't as accessible as it is, and the world wasn't as accessible as it is these days. So, you know, the youth and, you know, adolescents these days, they really have the world in the palm of their hands, and it's a blessing and a curse, you know. Back when I was, you know, younger, you know, we could focus on one thing because we didn't have the distraction of you know, social media and everything else. But, you know, we could focus on one thing and possibly hone in on a career or something that we just want to do in life. You know, these days, you know, your mind changes far too much and your focus changes far too much to put your ability into one thing, you know. So, you know, like I was telling my children last night, I don't really want them to work because I don't want them to have to juggle school, juggle the job, try to get some sleep, try to be a child, you know, or just try to grow up, you know. You know, like I told them, you know, mommy and myself, we're gonna work as hard as we possibly can, and while we want you all to do is just focus on school and, you know, focus on the things that you want to do, focus on, you know, just growing up, you know, just being that. Don't really try to put any extra stress on yourself, you know, so you can, you know, possibly get into college and go further in life and do things in life and just be more. Instead of, all right, let me, you know, my oldest son is 16 and, you know, he wants to get a job, wants to do this, wants to do that. And, you know, like just focus on school, focus on something you want to learn, you know, something you want to love, you know, you're going to love to do instead of just going out there getting a job and being told what to do, you know, stuff like that. And I don't want to work, you know how it is when you're, you know, when you're younger. You know, but all is going to work out. All is going to work out. This is just, like I said, I'm just going to get to the point real quick. You know, I just took a little bit of time out to just, you know, once again say, you know, to once again say thank you to you all. And, you know, I love and believe in all of you. As I continue to try to guide my way through life, as hectic and chaotic as it can be, you know, I still must find these moments to doing what I love. And, you know, what I love is, first of all, having, you know, getting the messages and interactions with you all that you know you can make it through. You can make it because I can make it. We can make it. Just gotta prepare. Patience is a podcast.